Good morning. Today's scripture is from Hebrews 11, verses 1 through 3 and 8 through 16. Hear the word of the Lord. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith, our ancestors received approval. By faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to set out for a place that he was to receive as an inheritance, and he set out not knowing where he was going. By faith, he stayed for a time in the land he had been promised, as in a foreign land, living in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, he received power of procreation, even though he was too old, and Sarah herself was barren, because he considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one person, and this one as good as dead, descendants were born, as many as the stars of heaven and the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. All of these died in faith without having received the promises, but from a distance they saw and greeted them. They confessed that they were strangers and foreigners on the earth. For people who speak in this way make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land that they had left behind, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. Indeed, he has prepared a city for them. The word of the Lord.
Friends, please pray with me. God of hope, open our eyes to your presence among us, that we may hear your word with clarity and assurance of hope, as we follow you in all righteousness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I must say I had a bit of a panic attack when I realized that I had volunteered to preach today. I knew that it was the 4th of July, but I knew it was July 4th, but I didn't realize that it was the 4th of July. You see, even before attending seminary, it seemed to me that preaching about a secular, especially a national holiday, is a bit blasphemous. It's really easy for us to get carried away by the spirit of patriotism and end up worshiping the United States rather than God, even when it's not the 4th of July. On the other hand, the birth of our nation, or the birth of our nation's independence, that's pretty meaningful. And if we believe that God is present in all things, then the creation of any nation fits into God's vision for the whole earth. And that should be celebrated. I love this country. I count being born in this time and in this place an incredible blessing. So I thought a nice compromise would be to talk to you about Hebrews and how you and I are strangers and immigrants. I know maybe you're thinking, hey, Kristen, I was born here. I'm a citizen. And I am too, right? But as Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, those who are baptized no longer belong to the world. They no longer serve the world. And they're no longer subject to it. They belong to Christ alone and relate to the world only through Christ. And our passage for today shows us that we are actually citizens of God's kingdom, which makes us strangers and immigrants here on earth. Now, even though it's titled A Letter to the Hebrews, the whole book is actually a sermon. and it really could be preached very well today. It's addressed to a community that's been struggling. They've been enduring some hardships, and they're wondering if, you know, all of this Jesus stuff is all it's cracked up to be. Is it still worth it? You and I know that being a Christian doesn't mean that you won't face any hardships if you follow all of the rules. The goal of Hebrews is to provide faith and encouragement through these times of difficulty. It's helping the listeners envision what it looks like to live a life of faith when the benefits aren't really realized in a timely manner, and the rewards aren't quite what you anticipated. When we get to chapter 11, we're given the definition of faith. And maybe some of you grew up in Sunday school and you had to, this is one of your memory verses. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And this definition reminds us that having faith doesn't mean that we have arrived. Frankly, it's not even a guarantee of what will happen. Rather, faith is the unfolding of what is happening right now. And you know what's happening right now? The kingdom of God. Right now, at this very moment. The fact that we have faith means that the kingdom of God is at hand. Hebrews goes on to list some historic exemplars of faith. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Sarah, even though she laughed. Not only did those people have faith in God, but God also had faith in them. Abraham had no idea where he was going. He only trusted that God would provide his inheritance. Even as Abraham lived in tents as a foreigner, he looked toward the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. And even though Abraham was like a million years old and Sarah was barren, they produced countless descendants. Abraham and Sarah lived their lives based on a vision from God. And even though they didn't really live long enough to see that vision fully achieved, they embraced God's plan and they lived as if it were actually so. God provided places for them to flourish and to live in harmony, but didn't really intend for them to be permanently settled. They confessed they were strangers and foreigners on the earth as they were seeking a homeland. They knew that God had a country, a nation, a place much better than any they had ever seen or experienced. It was ready for them. Abraham and Sarah, they're immigrants everywhere they go on earth. They're constantly desiring a better country because they are citizens of the heavenly kingdom. And sometimes I wonder, like, what does it mean to desire a better country, a heavenly one? America's pretty awesome. We're that city built upon a hill, a beacon of democracy. The land flowing with milk and honey, streets paved with gold. You've all experienced that, right? National holidays, not just US holidays, bring out some of our deepest feelings of gratitude and love for our land and hopefulness. But they can also be occasions for reflection. Maybe even confession, of the dissonance between reality and aspiration. You see, we, as that, you know, city on a hill, we have these very high ideals, these very lofty goals here in the States. But the reality is that we often miss the mark. Our founding documents proclaim the equality of humankind with one stroke of the pen, and then define others as non-human with the other. We affirm the quest for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And at the same time, we condemn some people who are born into accidents of economics, into lives of misery and limitation. To be sure, we are not the only ones. All earthly countries are imperfect and ambiguous. They're run by humans, after all. But once we realize that we're being invited to imagine a heavenly home, a heavenly nation, how does that change how we might live on earth? Just as Abraham and Sarah and the others were on a journey towards the heavenly kingdom, as faith takes a hold of us, we're also encouraged to join on their pilgrimage. We are invited to be participants in God's kingdom. God's coming kingdom that has been achieved in Jesus Christ. Not just on Sunday during worship, but every day and in every setting in which we find ourselves. Ultimately, we cannot see the fullness of God's kingdom, and we very well may not see it fully, full fruition, but we're still supposed to live as if it is right here in front of us. And we hope for something that is still to come, and that's what drives and inspires us. As you consider God's goodness in giving you a foretaste and a share in the coming kingdom, I invite you to think about your faith individually and as a congregation. Personally, I've seen very exciting signs of God's faithfulness here in this congregation. And it helps me participate and continue on in that pilgrimage towards God's heavenly nation. Thanks be to God. Amen.